Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle in the book of Philippians chapter 2 has been talking to us about how once we are born again and spirit-filled, that obedience then becomes a rather natural, vital, and necessary part of the Christian life. Not always easy, not always perfect, but suddenly, with Christ in us, we have the open door. We have the ability. Now, for some folks, as soon as you begin to talk about the issue of obedience within Christianity, they kind of light up like a rocket. Obedience? Oh, no, that's for legalists. Yet Paul, herein, is commending these Christians, saying, gang, you are doing it exactly right. You're obeying, even when I'm not there. Keep it up. So, what does that tell us today? Well, it tells us that obedience is a vital and essential part of the Christian life. And that's an important thing to understand, because once again, there are a lot of folks out there that just start freaking out when you start talking about things like duty and must and ought and command. You start using this language within the Christian life, you know, like Paul the Apostle herein does, and they just start freaking out. And their logic is this. Hey, I've been accepted by God apart from what I'm doing, and that's true. And then they take step two. Therefore, my doing doesn't matter. No, but the Apostle Paul, what he's saying here is, you don't understand. You've been accepted by God indeed, apart from your doing. And now, in response to that, being spirit-filled, having God in us, well, now your doing does matter. And we must take a proactive approach to our maturity in Christ. We must never be passive on this issue. Passive in such a way where we won't know the fullness of life with Him. If we're willing to step out there, if you are, you're going to experience God in a very real and a very tangible way. But again, it's not going to be found sitting on your couch. You have to put some feet to it, gang. Verse 14 of chapter 2 of Philippians, Paul goes on today and he says, in everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing, so that no one can speak a word of blame against you. You are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of people who are crooked and stubborn. Shine out amongst them like beacons of light, holding out to them the word of life. Now, following his remarks in verses 12 and 13, Paul now begins further with some practical instructions, some directions we are to pursue. So, if we are to pursue holiness, we are to seek to grow in this sanctification with him, Paul's saying, here are some of the things that you can do. Number one, do all things without complaining and arguing. Now, some newer translations renders the word arguing as making excuses. You see, one of the things we're being called upon is to adopt, well, a new attitude. Complaining and making excuses for something that we need to be responsible for, well, frankly, that's the act of a child. And once again, this letter is all about growing up into maturity. Frankly, some of us are simply have never and quite possibly will never achieve what I would call a grown-up state of being. Thus, we will manifest the ways of a child throughout our natural lives. But Paul desires more for his brethren, and certainly I do for all of you today. Fact is, we're often able to rationalize much in our flesh. We can explain it away. We can explain away just about anything, really. Back in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it renders the same word arguing that we find here. They rendered that word as imaginations. He says they were empty in their imaginations. Look, Paul wants us to grow up blameless and harmless. He wants us to grow up as children of God, not children of the flesh. And I emphasize the word children. We're being called, indeed, to do all of this in the middle of a crooked and perverse generation. Jesus, in John 17, He prayed to the Father with a similar idea. He says, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, Father, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. See, we aren't called to withdraw ourselves as believers to some walled compound in an effort to hide away from evil. In fact, to do so merely expresses our lack of understanding that the evil, well, it's not out there, gang, but rather in here, inside of us. We are actually called to do just the opposite. We're called to walk in holiness, to live differently in so many ways, while being a light in the world that we no longer belong to. Now, please note that Paul speaks of our actions, our outward manifest of faith. We cannot, even though a vast segment of the greater church today tries to, we cannot separate our inward passions and our inward commitments from our outward actions. Look, we are, and what we do in the body reflects what is happening on the inside of us. That's who we are. Remember what happened to those people who complained and grumbled out in the wilderness after being freed from Egypt? Well, they died out there. They grumbled against God and they questioned their spiritual leaders, and it brought about what? It brought about dissension, strife, and ultimately death. So, what are we to be? We are to be the light of the world, to show our sanctification in our living, to show our doctrine by our life. We are to live out our sanctification, to live out our holiness, to let our Christ-likeness, our pursuit of godliness, serve as the ultimate witness to unbelievers. We're to let our life testify to the reality of the gospel grace.
That was A Daily Devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.